Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. In U.S. politics, dismissing his rivals as Lying Ted and Little Marco, Republican Party frontrunner Donald Trump fended off intense attacks from his fellow presidential hopefuls at a debate late Thursday. Florida Senator Marco Rubio, Texas Senator Ted Cruz, and Ohio Governor John Kasich took turns taking swipes at Trump, a New York businessman who appears to be moving toward the party's nomination. South Korean leader Park Geun-hye says South Korea must make it clear the North Korean regime will not survive if it does not give up its nuclear program. Earlier, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un ordered his military to be ready to use its nuclear weapons in response to expanded UN sanctions against it. RAND Corporation Korea expert Bruce Bennett tells VOA the process of imposing sanctions on North Korea is complicated.
Most of the sanctions have some element of exception associated with them. So many of these things are uncertain, especially the enforcement mechanisms. How will we know when it's being violated, and what will our countries be willing to do if it is violated?
On Thursday, North Korea fired 6 short-range missiles off its eastern coast, according to Seoul's defense ministry, which said the projectiles flew up to 150 kilometers before landing in the sea. The United Nations says at least 25 people were killed, some 120 others wounded in last month's attack on a UN civilian shelter in South Sudan. That is an updated number. The UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs says its partners have rapidly mobilized to help the people in the area. This is VOA News. Amnesty International is accusing Russian and Syrian forces of deliberately targeting Syrian hospitals and medical facilities with airstrikes to ease the path for the pro-regime ground forces advancing on North Aleppo. Amnesty International's broadside against Russia and Syria came as the UN Special Envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, said a 6-day-old partial ceasefire in the civil war is largely holding, but not entirely.
Unfortunately, we have to admit, like in every cessation of hostility or ceasefire, and in particular in this one, there are still a number of places where fighting has continued, including parts of Hama, Homs, Latakia, and Damascus. But they're being contained.
The UN envoy is in Geneva for a meeting of task force led by the U.S. and Russia to monitor the situation in Syria. He said peace talks to help end the 5-year-old civilian war in Syria will resume next week as scheduled because the end of the hostilities appears to be holding. The European Union Council president has warned migrants against going to Europe. That story now from Henry Ridgewell.
Arriving in Athens Thursday for emergency talks with Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras, European Council President Donald Tusk gave a stark warning to potential migrants thinking of travelling to Europe.
Wherever you are from, do not come to Europe. Do not believe the smugglers.
The United Nations estimates that more than half of the arrivals in Greece are fleeing war in Syria or Iraq, legitimate refugees rather than economic migrants. Henry Ridgewell, London.
China says it will increase its defense spending by 7 to 8% this year, following years of double-digit increases. China has piled resources into defense over the past 2 decades as it asserts its territorial claims in the South China Sea. Last year, Beijing increased its military spending by just over 10%, bringing it to $136 billion. Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has decided to suspend the process of relocating a U.S. Marine base on the island of Okinawa. Abe's government wants to relocate the base to a less populated part of the island where other U.S. military facilities are located. Local authorities want the airbase moved off the island altogether. Okinawa residents who live near the base complain of the presence of the U.S. Marines and that they cause overcrowding and higher crime rates. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.